Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta. And as you may notice, we are on a different day this week. We are dropping episodes on Tuesday for the time being, switching things up a little bit as the world of TV is constantly changing. We are as well. This week, I spoke to the longtime showrunner of The Voice, Audrey Morrissey, who gave us a little sneak peek into the new season and shared what it is about the show that really makes it last and work for so long. So without further ado, here is my interview with Audrey. So I want to start off with kind of, we're kicking off season 19. Did you ever think you would be 19 seasons into this?
No, of course not. I mean, please, can you believe it? I seriously had no idea when it all started. That said, when someone sent me the links to the Dutch version of the show, it was in Dutch, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I thought, oh my God, this is so crazy. I feel like I'm actually understanding this, you know, and like, there were some subtitles, but still I was following it. And I thought, wow, this is a really fun show. And then when we filmed the first season, the first day, it was just fire out the gate. I mean, so no one knew what to expect. So, I mean, if you're having that much fun shooting it, it's, you got to believe it's going to be good once you edit.
You must have so much fun, like when you're planning it, because I think with every show, obviously it's work and it's going to be a commitment and a job and putting in a lot of hours. But with the people behind the scenes and in front of the camera, the show just seems like it's like a delight for people that work there.
It honestly is. I mean, come on, look what we get to do. We get to be superstars in giant red chairs with buttons. They're having a blast. You know, they're making you laugh. You're laughing all day long, and you get to, you know, live through everybody's like hopes and dreams to turn a chair and prepare them for that moment. And you're just rooting for everybody. And so, no, it's great. It's great. And it's been a blessing. It really has.
Definitely. And obviously, going into this season and obviously wrapping up last season, can you tell us a little bit about the conversations you were having about, well, I guess the conversations you were having at that point when last season was wrapping up and having to change things? I can imagine you probably did not think we would still be here this much longer. So like, what were those conversations? Were you guys kind of scrambling? What was the process?
Sure. I mean, we were scrambling. I remember it vividly. We were... If you can imagine this, last March, we were assembling for 3 or 4 days of casting, vetting for the fall season. So while we're in the middle of spring, we have to start to think about casting for the next season. So we had 3 days earmarked while we were just editing the current spring season to start reviewing all the tapes and decide who we would invite. And after the first day of monitoring the news, and a department at NBC had decided to sort of pilot program work from home. And based on that in the news, we just made calls that night and said, you know what, we're going to do the rest of the days over Zoom. Like, we're not coming in. And that's when everyone was like, what? Some people thought I had COVID. And that's why I was stopping it. And I was like, no, I just want to be an early adopter of this. Like, let's just err on the side of caution. And little did I know that was it. Like, what would really unfold. So basically, I think it was March 11th or 12th is when we made that decision. And then we immediately started thinking about the live shows, just assuming whatever. We were just watching the news and we just said, we have to plan for that. And we just instantly, there was never a question about if we would finish. It was just about how. And in a strange way, I mean, I guess not strange, but it was actually very good for the core team to come together and be challenged. Mm-hmm. Because we were in season 18 times we've done live shows. We knew exactly what we were doing, where the truck would be parked, everything. It's the same. So this was actually very stimulating for the team to come together and rethink everything. And it was interesting because some people jumped in and relished the thought of, oh, let's rethink everything. And other people really, it was not a comfortable thing for them.
Yeah.
And they were, oh, if we don't do it this way, the quality is going to go down. And it was like, quality, we're just trying to get the show on the air. It's not going to be the same quality. Let's just not worry about that. So it was an interesting dynamic, and it was really, it was pretty heartwarming to see how people kind of banded together and were like, we're not going to let this take us down. We're going to deliver the show. And every step of the way, it was not an easy process.
No.
It was just one crisis after the next, after the next. It was just real time triage. In some ways, it was a more, you know, it was obviously a more intimate show. And I think weirdly, the fact that the coaches, weren't physically with the artists, but were actually interfacing with them in their homes, meeting their families, they actually felt closer than ever to their teams.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
I wanted, it's one thing that you had said that some people were very eager and, you know, taking on the new challenge, but others, and I think any business sees this right now, others are really hesitant and have a really, they struggle with it because not everyone, you know, used to this. Where did you fall in that? Were you very comfortable and excited? Were you nervous? Where did you fall in that like spectrum?
I loved it. Because I think anything to shake things up is good. And it was exciting to see new bonds form with departments and people who traditionally didn't really work together that closely. So I think a lot of like great, there was a lot of more deep bonding with the team, which always leads to great things. But yeah, I'm always up for a challenge. It's really about, for me, it's always about landing the plane. At some point, you have to land the plane. So you have to really navigate innovation and going the extra mile with just being prudent. And yeah, we could do those five things, but maybe let's just do three and know we can land the plane. Mm-hmm. And maybe next time we'll try the fourth one. And then the next time we'll try the fifth one. But no, mixing things up is always great because it always leads to surprises and usually for the better.
Yeah, definitely. And even if they're not for the better, TV, it's fun if people get to see, especially when it was the live shows. It kind of showed, I feel like The Voice was one of the first shows that was kind of forced to deal with it live because you guys were in the middle of live shows when this was all happening. So it kind of showed all of us what we were reflecting at home. So it was like comforting to people that if things don't go perfectly, videos cut out, things happen, that's life. So
yeah, exactly. Our main thing was we wanted to make sure the show stayed on so that A, we finished it out, and B, we could sort of, in our own way, set an example that we're going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be imperfect, but we found a way to do it. And to try to keep delivering on giving people something else than the rising COVID numbers to talk about and watch.
Yeah, so, definitely. Something to feel good about for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So going into this season, obviously we know blinds are first, per usual. We know how those are going to work. What is the plan for live shows at this point? Do you have that set up yet? What's the plan?
Yeah, we do. I mean, our plan is that we're going to be back on our stage and we're going to have a live stage, albeit a little different than our typical one, but not by much. I mean, the big thing is that we are planning that we will not have a live in studio audience. If we were going to do that, we would want to find a way to meaningfully have an audience for real. And it just doesn't seem like we're really there yet. So we're moving forward that we will have a virtual audience, which is what we did for Blinds. and battles and knockouts. And the truth is, we found that to be great. There were actually a lot of positives to having a virtual audience that we didn't anticipate. One being that we could have audience from all around the country. Not that we couldn't before, but predominantly it's a local audience. And so here we could get people from everywhere, which was really fun. And two, it was so interesting. Both the artists and the coaches felt like they could hear the music better and more clearly. Like I was so, well, not only me, but a lot of people on the team were really nervous that one, the coaches might feel weird that, you know, they're banter and they're this and that, like they're performers. They've got this live audience there. They're sort of hamming it up for them and getting them involved and all that. And I was wondering if that would affect their performance. They assured me it wouldn't ahead of time. And they were absolutely right. Like, it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then for the artists, I was concerned that they would have some sort of less than experience because they weren't performing in front of the crowd. We did make sure that we had a live band. That was questionable at one point, whether we would have been able to do it. But we really wanted to make sure they had the band backing them. And they loved it. And so what was so funny is all the coaches said, you know, I kind of like this with the virtual audience. They're there. I can see them. And I can really hear the singers much more clearly. And in fact, they're like, the music is better than it's ever been. The singing is better than it's ever been. I'm like, God, that's so funny. I wonder if that's really because of no audience. And maybe the artists can actually hear themselves better. So they're staying on tune better. So there are a lot of positives to it.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. That being said, once this is over, you hopefully will be having a studio audience again.
Yeah, I will. It's so funny because some of the coaches have said, I don't know if you, maybe we can just stick with this. Like, it's pretty great. And, you know, I think we would all prefer an audience, obviously. But until such time as that's really possible in a really safe manner, we feel really good. And I have to say, once we actually saw the final shows edited, it feels exactly like our show. It doesn't feel like anybody's getting like the short end of the stick at all.
Watch With Us is proudly sponsored by Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem is a leader in the weight loss industry, having helped millions of people lose weight over the course of more than 45 years. Do you feel like in these times of social distancing and working from home that weight gain has been creeping up on you with all those takeouts and snacks? Let me tell you, you are not the only one. But this is where Nutrisystem can help and get you back on track. Now, we're not all nutrition experts. I definitely am not. But just need the valuable tips to be able to meet our goals. The great thing about Nutrisystem is that it does all the calorie counting for you. The plans are designed by nutrition experts and provide you with the right balance of nutrients and the right amount of calories to help you lose weight safely. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, and it's great getting delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for way less than you would spend on takeout or delivery, and it's much healthier. Nutrisystem has exceeded my expectations. My favorite foods are the chicken fettuccine Alfredo and the frozen cheese pizza. Of course, I love my cheese. So I can assure you that it's a great program for those looking for a complete plan to lose weight and a way to stay healthy. Order Nutrisystem now. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Again, that's Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Now back to the show.
What about the advisors and the coaches working with the singers once it gets into the point where they're usually in the studio working with them, getting to know them? So mm-hmm. Is that going to be kind of what we saw last time with them kind of getting to know each other with their families and kind of that similar thing that we saw at the end of last season? Or are you hoping you will be able to have them in the same room, maybe just social distance?
We do have them in the same room, just social distance. Okay. What we did was we decided, like, normally the setting for all the at least for the battles, is in like a rehearsal studio setting, and they're all like right there, a few feet away from each other. What we did here is we took our cues from recording studios, where you have, you know, the control room with the producer, and behind the glass in another room is the band, and somewhere, even somewhere else, is the singer. So we basically took that as our reference, which is real, and what happens making records, and that became our guide as to how to basically create a new studio for that. So they seem more like they're in a recording studio this time.
Cool, and a little bit of a different experience, but that's fun.
Exactly. It's fun, and it's exactly what normally happens. So it's very organic to making music.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I also want to talk about was the judges or the coaches' dynamics throughout all of this, because obviously that's something that people have watched from the very beginning, that people have always loved, because it seems like everyone just meshes so well. Obviously we saw it before with Adam and Blake, and then now we see it with Adam, or we see it with Blake and Kelly a lot, Blake and Gwen a lot, obviously. Mm-hmm. When people leave or when new people come in, how important is that to you that they mesh immediately and that there's something that comes off very natural? Because something like that can't really be scripted. And I mean, I'm sure it can be, but you can always tell when it's real or not.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously very important. Mm-hmm. It's the backbone of the show. The truth is, we've never had a problem. I mean, it's remarkable. We've changed chairs many, many times, and there's never been a time where it's like, oh God, maybe we made a mistake. This is not going to go well. We've never had that. And one, I really attribute that to the strength of the format. Mm-hmm. It's a great format. Two, maybe we've done a great job making our selections. Yeah. But three, you know, artists are, they're very generous people. You know, they're all performers. They all come from, you know, they do the same thing for a job. And they're naturally, they naturally connect with people. That's what they do. So I'm not going to say here that everybody took to it like that day one, because it is a little unnatural. You're sitting in a chair, you're listening, you know, what's natural about that? But ever since we made a change, obviously the ones who have been there before, like, help lift up and, you know, bring people into the fold, and everybody's been so welcoming. Yeah. Frankly, we've either known each other or they've been fans of each other. I mean, anybody who's been a coach on the show has been a superstar in their own right.
Yeah.
So no, it's been great. And really what's been really fun is to watch people really blossom into their role and like start to feel more comfortable. And you literally watch it happen from day one to day two to day three to day four, mm-hmm. to the season to the second time they come in. I mean, there's nobody that we've had that hasn't happened to.
Right.
So it's been great.
Yeah, for sure. And with Blake being there since the beginning, when you guys do start talking about bringing in someone new, whether it be an advisor or if a chair opens up for a season or whatever it is he, do you guys discuss it with him too? Is he part of that conversation because he is kind of the mainstay now, part of the captain of the ship on the stage?
We actually haven't really. The truth is, it's not, if we did, it hasn't been a formal thing, or maybe, you know, because here's the truth, we're constantly thinking about it.
Of course.
So we're always asking people their opinions, like, do you know this person? What do you think? Have you had an experience? So it's just more, I think, a healthy dialogue in general, but that's really what really happens. But obviously, mm-hmm. we want everybody to work well together.
Yeah. Well, and I think, like you had said, kind of with artists, I think artists want to help other artists. So I feel like people like the show because they get to build up these new artists that are growing the industry. So it's a positive thing for them as well.
Oh, completely. I mean, it's so, what's the other key point of magic about the show is that oftentimes artists might be very different than their public persona. I mean, maybe that's not so much now with social media and everybody is letting people into their world so much more. But prior to that really being the mainstay of life, and some artists share very openly on social media and others don't. But I feel like in every case, anybody who's taken a chair, been a coach on the show, viewers have really gotten an authentic look at who they are, because they're seeing them in a real situation. They're not acting, they're being themselves. And that's what's been great, because these artists are amazing. And I think especially some that might maybe even be shy or seemingly shy or not that accessible, it's been so interesting to see them and be like, oh my God, I had no idea that so-and-so had such a funny giggle.
Right.
You know, it was so silly.
Yeah.
I thought they were way more serious than this. Mm-hmm. And it just humanizes them, which is great for everybody, for them and for their fans.
Definitely. And when it comes to moving people around, obviously you have John Legend who kind of comes in and out certain seasons. Gwen goes in and out. Is that strictly a scheduling thing, or is it more that you guys want to keep refreshing it? Because we've seen other shows really try to stick to a steady, these are our coaches. But this show, it, one of the good things and the exciting things it does is kind of changes it up every season.
Yeah, I mean, we do it on purpose for all those reasons that you just mentioned. I think we didn't do it straight out of the gate because, A, we had such a strong foursome and it was so new. But then we started to realize it might make sense to change it up, and we decided not to be afraid of that. And then once it went well, we thought, oh, this is great. And again, right, you said we're in season 19. And I'm now getting ready to think about season 20. I mean, we're about to shoot season 20 in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Actually, a few weeks this weekend. We're starting to shoot season 20. You need to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. I mean, how are you going to make the show seem fresh and vital? And changing the coaches is a very good way to do that.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, like, you know, it's like the same storyline, the same shtick, like how many romances or this or that can there be? It's like, maybe they've said everything they can say. And, you know, once a new artist comes in, it's a real new dynamic.
Yeah. I think that probably also contributes to them all getting along so well and having so much fun together. Because once, if you're together every season over and over and over again, but this kind of gets to change it up, they get to catch up and have that like reconnecting. So we get to see that as viewers, which is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
The last thing I will say, because I know this is a crazy busy time for you, I want you to get back to it. I always like to ask for people who work in reality TV, what do you watch reality TV? What reality TV do you like to watch?
Oh my God. Such a terrible question. Here's the truth. I think when you work in TV, you barely have any time to watch TV because you're busy making your show. That said, I usually watch more scripted, which I think happens with a lot of reality TV people because it's like they want a release. But I am completely obsessed with Last Chance U on Netflix. I love it. And maybe that's because my 9-year-old is super into football and like we're all about it now. And I've just started my first football fantasy league that I'm in for the first time. But I'm totally obsessed with it. So it's just nice. It has nothing to do with music and whatever.
It's an escape. That's what it's there for.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's high on my rotation.
Nice. Audrey, thank you so much for chatting. I really appreciate it. And I cannot wait to see this season. Good luck with everything. Good luck with next season that you're already starting soon.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Emily. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right, guys. As always, we want to wrap up with a few shout outs, starting with our Woman of the Week. This week, I have to shout out Odessa Adlon. She is from Grand Army. I know the show has a bit of controversy surrounding it. And by a bit, I mean a lot. And there's actually a lot to talk about on that front. But I think for this, I just wanted to focus on how great of a job she did on taking on such a challenging role of a young high school student who goes through a lot. So I don't want to give too much away, but if you're interested, Grand Army on Netflix now. Next up, our woman to watch, The Queen's Gambit drops on Friday at Netflix. So Anya Taylor-Joy leads that cast, playing a young chess prodigy. While the show and the storyline may not be for everyone, her performance is definitely something worth noting, so I wanted to call her out. And lastly, what to watch. There's some good stuff on TV this week, guys. Equal on HBO Max, a four-part docuseries about the LGBTQ community. And it's led by Billy Porter. That debuts on Thursday. And lastly, Saturday night, Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas kicks off. I know it's only October, but I'm already in the holiday spirit because I've already started watching Christmas movies. I'm sure some of you have as well, because I know a lot of you are in the kind of same boat that I am. We just want something to make us feel good. So what better way to do that? That kicks off Saturday night. As always, guys, you can follow me on social media at Emily Longaretta. Let me know what you're watching, what you're loving, what you're hating. I want to hear it all. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, and until next week.